Today we're talking with another member of the KRCB family. Gary Carnevale is here. He's part of the production team for our Outbeat program, heard on Sunday evenings. And they are all eagerly looking forward to the Pride activities coming up, which I guess flower fully on Sunday.
Yes, there's a big parade at 11 a.m. And then from 1 to 4, there's a festival in downtown Guerneville.
Now, I know this happens all over the country, but it seems to be a particularly big deal around here.
Well, it's a really big deal this year because for the first time, instead of a commitment ceremony, there will be an actual wedding.
A mass wedding, it looks like. This is going to be a lot of folks.
Yes, at Bucks Mills River Theater.
Do you have an idea how many?
It's hard to say. I mean, people are encouraged to get a marriage license if they want to participate. Usually there are about 10, 20 couples involved.
Way more people in the parade, though.
Oh, yes.
So let's talk about that. What kind of a spectacle can the uninitiated expect?
Well, it's really fun. Lots of floats. Lots of groups are involved. You know, there's a big gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community here in Sonoma County. People come from Napa. People come from Mendocino, surrounding towns and counties. They have pride celebrations, but we like to involve other people. So it's a nice big party.
There seemed to me, as an outsider, to be an element of political assertion associated with this in the past. And I get the impression that that's waning a little bit and it's more just full-out celebration now.
You know, we're very fortunate here in California, even though we were one of the last states having to deal with Prop 8 for so long to actually have legalized marriage. There are 17 states now. But, you know, there's still a lot of problems that people face around the country, and we don't like to forget the political aspect of Pride. There are still people being diagnosed with HIV and people suffering from HIV/AIDS. So, yes, it's a time for celebration, but it's also a time to remember those hard-fought battles and the battles that we're still fighting.
You've been involved in this for a number of years. What's your favorite part?
Wow, that's a tough question. It's emotional. It's emotional because there was a time in my life, in a lot of people's lives, when people were not out. It's only been since 1970 or so there have been pride parades anywhere in the country, San Francisco being one of the first four cities. So it's literally out of the closet and expressing yourself and saying, I'm not afraid for people to know who I am. And this is my community, and we want to celebrate our community, and we want the recognition we deserve, the civil rights we deserve.
We've talked about it in the spirit. Let's get down to a few of the specifics. For people who might want to come out and either see, or maybe it's not too late, get in on the parade, when and where?
It's in downtown Guerneville, 11 a.m. The parade starts. The commitment ceremony is at 2. The festival is from 1 to 4. There are all sorts of parties. A lot of the merchants in Guerneville are involved. So there's a party Saturday night, big pool party at R3 Saturday afternoon. And then Sunday night, there's an interfaith service at Thanksgiving Church in Santa Rosa. It's a very nice event. It's religious leaders come from all over the county, and it's really beautiful.
Well, it sounds like there's a lot to be celebrating, and a lot of folks will turn out for it. I appreciate you stopping by to fill us in a little bit.
Thank you.